On Aloha Fridays, we focus on art, culture, and ideas. Today on the arts front, we'll look at what's up at the Hawaii Arts Alliance, Hawaii's only statewide arts advocacy group. Terry Skillman is associate director there, and she says thanks to $606,000 in payroll protection grant money, they'll make it through June. Artists, the Alliance has started a creative network database, and they're calling on all creatives in the state to come on, band together. If you go to the website to register, you can also check the recap of a recent webinar with Congressman Ed Case on the possibility of Works Progress Administration-style arts programs for 2020. Individual artists and makers across the state are dealing with canceled orders and events, and for a lot of them, uncertain government aid as freelancers and gig workers. The Village Hui is a group of mainly Kaka'ako-based makers and eateries offering a weekly collaboration at ward2go.com. Ward2go.com. This week, it's Tango. After that, it's Scratch. Rinka, Piggy Smalls, they sold out earlier this month. And the deal? $25, and you get a Sunday brunch for two and a chance at a gift bag from fellow businesses in the area like Fish Cake, Moray by Otter Flea, and a whole lot more. That's at ward2go.com. Now, there have been rumors of classical musicians performing with brass and woodwinds, playing through little zippers, you know, in their masks. Not so here in Hawaii, where the Hawaii Symphony has been on temporary COVID-related hiatus. Dave Moss, the symphony's new executive director, arrived at his post March 10th, 5 days before the stay-at-home order. Mr. Moss says, CARES Act funding has been an absolute lifeline. The symphony received $750,000 to take it through the current season. And this is good because Hawaii Opera Theater, Ballet Hawaii, countless theater productions, community ensembles, and thousands of music students rely on the symphony's musicians. Moss is looking at future performances, and he says concerts under the stars of the Waikiki Shell could happen. You can hear the Hawaii Symphony Tuesday nights on HPR 2. HPR's president and general manager, Jose Fajardo, has recently joined the symphony board.